Welcome back to another episode of What's Going On in the World. I am your host, Tommy J. Houseman. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, as we prepare for the four-day weekend for July 4th to celebrate Independence Day. So, let's start off with local news. What's going on in Evansville? A significant development involves a wrongful death lawsuit against the Evansville Police Department being dismissed. This lawsuit is connected to a 2019 incident where a man died in police custody after confrontation. Preparations for the 4th of July celebrations are underway with the Fireworks on the Ohio event scheduled for July 4th. This event will feature various activities, food trucks, and fireworks display along Riverside Drive, promising a festive atmosphere for attendees. The Evansville Museum of Arts and History and Sciences is set to exhibit several works by Pablo Picasso, including Seated Woman in a Red Hat, as part of its ongoing renovations. On a more concerning note, Kentucky State Police have charged a man connected with an illegal drug operation discovered at a home where an 8-month-old was reported missing. Now I'm going to go to Facebook. So, what's going on in the world of Facebook in the comments? So, according to Evansville Watch, customer trouble at 990 South Greener Road, Hacienda. Caller says a female is inside the business cussing and yelling at employees. EPD en route. This was 1 hour ago, so it is now 1:45 as I'm speaking to you. And so that was about 12:45. So what do people have to say about this? Oh, look, now we have that cool little AI thing, or that hateful AI thing, however you want to look at it. AI says, commenters joke about the incident, suggesting the woman's outburst might be related to a lack of chips and salsa, a desire for more drinks, or disappointment with her food. One commenter quips that a bowl of ranch dressing could calm her down. So one commenter says, those margaritas snuck up on her. Can't wait to hear about this when I get to work. I'm assuming that's somebody that works there. And then I guess the AI really summed up the comments for that one. So this is going to be my first dive into what's going on in the comments. And that was pretty light. And I think that's probably a good thing for the first go around. So let's go on to what's going on in the world. So political unrest and conflicts. In Kenya, there have been recent scandals involving government funds and protests against the administration. In Israel, tensions are high as cross-border fire with Hezbollah intensifies, raising fears of an all-out war. Natural disasters. Hurricane Beryl has caused significant destruction as it moves through the Caribbean, leading to widespread damage in Liberia. Heavy rains have resulted in flooding, prompting the Coast Guard to carry out rescue operations in affected communities. Economic and legal developments. Germany has legalized cannabis clubs. Although navigating the regulatory environment, it remains complex. Liberia is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its revenue authority, highlighting significant progress in tax collection. Sports and events. The Euro 2024 football tournament is ongoing in Germany, with sustainability being the key focus. However, controversy has arisen over a Turkish player's goal celebration linked to a far-right group, prompting an investigation by the UEFA. Positive news in the world. There are inspiring stories as well, such as increased turtle nesting in Thailand and Florida due to tourism restrictions and various grassroots spots and initiatives gaining traction. So let's see here. The Thailand and Florida, they restricted tourism and there are more turtle nesting. That's been a trend for the past couple years that those nests have increased and the population of those turtles have taken a jump towards repopulating back to sustainable numbers. That's a good thing. So what's going on in U.S. politics? There's significant turmoil surrounding President Joe Biden following the poorly received debate performance. Democratic Representative Lloyd Doggett had publicly called for Biden to step aside, citing concerns about his ability to effectively defend his accomplishments and lead the party into the 2024 election. This sentiment is echoed by some other Democrats, although top party officials like Senator Chuck Schumer continue to support Biden's candidacy. So everybody saw the debates, and if you haven't, you saw clips of it that are probably skewed to the left or to the right, either way. You know, Biden did a bad job, but Trump did nothing but lie. And Trump is a horrible person. So there's that. He's a criminal, 34 felony convictions. And he's also been held liable for sexual assault. So, you know, it's really hard to say, oh, our old president had 90 minutes of a bad debate, so let's replace him, because the guy that's been held liable for sexual assault and been found guilty of 34 felonies and is might win, which doesn't make any sense to me at all, but that's where we are. On TikTok today, lots of high political talking heads are discussing the possibility of Kamala Harris taking the reins as president or as the candidate for 2024 elections. A Fox News poll puts her in the margin of error for her being behind Trump. So right there at the 2%. So there's lots of discussion going on. But I have to say that President Biden has one of the most successful first terms in U.S. history. And he has really turned our country around. I mean, the CHIPS Act alone is just such a wonderful accomplishment. The things that he's done for unions, all the different foreign policy. I mean, we've really turned the country around from COVID, and he is owed all that success. Unemployment is around 4%. And I know that, you know, I know that people aren't getting paid what they're worth, but that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story about what people are getting paid. But the economy, people keep saying the economy is doing poorly, but that's just not the case. Yeah, I mean, I just traveled across the country recently. There are houses and businesses being built everywhere. People are traveling. People are buying things. People are going to movies. People are going out to eat. People are doing all the things that you would expect you United States citizens to do. So I don't see this bad economy, and I don't see the crime either. Crime is actually down. Across the board, crime is down. So here we are. We're in this situation where we've had a president do a really good job for 4 years, and we're arguing whether or not he can beat a criminal in an election. So that's U.S. politics. Additionally, the Trump campaign has faced its own challenges, including a shortfall in fundraising compared to Biden's campaign in June. Trump also blocked anti-abortion activists from the Republican National Committee Platform Committee, which has caused some controversy with his base. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has declined to take up new cases on gun rights, maintaining the status quo on the Second Amendment issues. This decision comes amidst broader debates about the court's recent rulings, including one that grants broad immunity to presidents from criminal prosecution for actions taken while in office. So, ladies and gentlemen, our six conservative justices have overstepped their reach, and there is a call by AOC and others to impeach one, two, or some, or all of them, which I think is totally appropriate. When we're talking about the Supreme Court, we have a few options. Impeachment is one of them. Of course, we have to have a majority and then a one-third vote to get them out through an impeachment. The other one, of course, they retire, which, you know, hopefully they're not going to retire while Joe Biden is president. That's just not going to happen. And then the other option is to stack the court and to appoint more justices. Well, that's not going to happen right now. So our only option really to get these judges out, because they're not following the rule of law, they're not following precedent, they're doing whatever it is they feel they should do, which is, also, they lied to Congress because they said they believe in precedent, which apparently they do not, because they keep overturning things that are set law. So the only thing that we can do is vote. We got to vote blue, blue, blue. That's the only way to turn it over. Because if you, I mean, I'm not trying to be left or right here. That's just the only way to go. If you want to change the Supreme Court, you have to vote blue, blue, blue. That's the only road to go that is actually going to initiate positive change with the Supreme Court. And here's a good reason as to why you should take that into consideration. If you do not know what Project 2025 is, look up Kevin Roberts. He is the president of the Heritage Foundation. He had described the Project 2025 on The Real America's Voice recently as the second American Revolution. He said, it will remain bloodless unless the as long as the left allows it. That is what he said on national television, that we are in the midst of the American Revolution, and it will remain bloodless if the left allows it, which I'm not really sure what that means, but it sounds like a threat to me. And this guy is a real nut job. He's just a real lovely nut job. So why don't you guys look up Project 2025 and figure it out for yourselves that maybe we need to take some action, because what's going on in the world matters to you and it matters to me. So that is my show for today. I just want to remind everybody that it is the 4th of July tomorrow, and Americans spend about $2.7 billion on fireworks, which is basically taking your money and catching it on fire. So there are so many other things that we could do with that money besides pollute our air and scare our dogs and scare veterans that have PTSD. We could maybe donate that money to food initiatives. We could do all kinds of wonderful things with that money. $2.7 billion besides catch it on fire. I think that we should celebrate Independence Day in a more positive way besides watching things explode. Maybe get a fancy drone or some Christmas lights. I don't know. I'm just trying to be devil's advocate here. There's so many better ways to spend that money. Thank you for joining me on another episode of What's Going On in the World. I'm your host, Tommy J. Hausman, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.